The nation's three most populous states, California, Florida, and Texas, are all seeing spikes in the coronavirus deaths following a surge in new cases that began in June. Florida recorded more than 15,000 new cases of COVID-19 over the weekend, eclipsing the previous one-day record of just over 12,000 set by New York back in April. Let's bring in Dr. Krutika Kupali. She's an infectious disease physician and vice chair of the Global Health Committee for the Infectious Diseases Society of America. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, so doctor, if Florida were a country, it would rank fourth in the world for the most new cases in a day, behind the United States, Brazil, and India. That's according to a Reuters analysis. How concerning is that to you as an infectious disease expert? And what does Florida need to do to get things under control?
Yeah, I'm very concerned about what's going on in Florida. We're seeing the cases continuing to go up. Really, what needs to be done in Florida is to really emphasize people staying away from each other, staying home, wearing masks. And I really do think Florida needs to strongly consider shutting down their restaurants, their things that don't need to be open right now. I understand that everybody's very worried about the economy. We all are. But the sooner that we get this outbreak under control, the better it's going to be for everybody.
As I mentioned, Texas is also seeing a surge in cases. Here's Governor Greg Abbott speaking to KLBK in Lubbock.
If we do not slow the spread of COVID-19, with that rise of hospitalizations that you're seeing in Lubbock, with the increased death rate we're seeing in the state of Texas, the next step would have to be a lockdown.
And doctor, this is speaking a little bit to what you're saying, but the mayor of Houston and the Harris County judge are also calling for a two-week shutdown. Do you think it's likely we'll see a second round of shutdowns and stay-at-home orders, not just in Texas, but other states where cases are now rising again?
Yes, I do think it's very much possible. Again, you know, if people aren't taking up the interventions that we've talked about, I think it is very much possible that we are going to see a second round of stay-at-home orders. And obviously, those aren't things that we want to do, and those aren't things that we take on lightly, because they have a lot of implications that are not good, not just for the economy, but for the emotional well-being of people. However, we have to think about the overall repercussions for society, in the sense that the more that cases go up, then the hospitals become full. And as the hospitals become full, that becomes very problematic, because then we have nowhere to treat patients.
The state of California is one of the states, as I mentioned, seeing a spike in its death rate. But it was also among the first places to institute a stay-at-home order. Why is the situation so bad in California?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think those of us in California are a little bit perplexed about that as well. And I think that it's important to keep in mind that there's a couple of different things going on in California. So in California, one of the things that has led to the increased number of cases is that we've had a couple of outbreaks in our prison system. Another thing that we also need to keep in mind is that COVID-19 tends to infect racial and ethnic minorities disproportionately. If you look at the numbers in California, over 55% of those who are infected are Latinx individuals. Mm-hmm. And those are the people who are less likely to be able to do the things like shelter in place and be able to have the luxury of being home from work. And so they're going to be more likely to be exposed.
It's really hard to believe, but it's been almost 6 months since the first confirmed case of COVID-19 was reported here in the United States. Have we gotten any better at testing and contact tracing, or are we still lagging behind?
Overall, yes, we have gotten better at testing, right? But we are by no means where we need to be when it comes to testing, right? In many ways, it does still feel like we're back where we were in January, February, March with testing. We are seeing what happens when there's a stress on the system all over again. People having to wait 5-10 days for test results to come back, significant delays with testing, shortages of things, again, still with swabs and reagents with testing. So those are all problems. We're starting to see problems with shortages in PPE again for healthcare workers. And so, you know, at where we are right now with the number of cases, contact tracing isn't even something that is feasible. There's some studies that show for every person, you're going to have to trace 10 to 25 contracts. And so when you have over 16,000 new cases a day, that's not something that's feasible. So what you need to do is get the number of cases down to a manageable level. So then the contact tracers can do their job. That's how you maintain and manage an outbreak in this type of setting.
That's Dr. Krutika Kopali. She is an infectious disease physician and vice chair of the Global Health Committee for the Infectious Disease Society of America. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.